Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Woo-hoo-hoo, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the All About Entrepreneurs Show. On today, we are excited. Wow, wow, wow. What a night, what a night. You just had to be there. Good morning to my co-host, Coach Cassandra McKissack. How are you, girl? We made it through.
Oh, my God. You think it can't get any better, and God just sent you to another level. I am so excited. You know, I keep saying it, and it keeps coming true. Watch God and be utterly amazed. Oh, my goodness. That's what he does. Yeah. That's what he does best.
He did. You know what? He utterly amazes us. That's so true. Oh, my God. Wow. Do you have any words for, you know, our guest yesterday on the Power Up Your Possibility? I mean, I'm powered up. I'm fired up, powered up, and just.
Listen, I took notes, and I cannot wait to hear the rerun of that. Have you had a chance to make that available? Please send that to me immediately. Did you put it on an MP3, or are you still getting it together? I definitely want to hear a rerun of that.
Listen, you know what? I think it's going to be one of those you would have had to been there to catch it, because we had so many technological difficulties there. I don't know because we were trying not to get it. Just, I tell you, it was just some, you know, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But,
well, listen, I took really great notes, and Lydia talked about you need to decide to do something. She talked about being a master student. We have not arrived. We are on the journey. And she talked about building your tribe. You need to find out who you need to be alongside. You know, who are you building? You know, basically, who are you building the kingdom with? Who has God called you to be with? Get with that tribe and start doing what you've been called to do. I mean, she couldn't have said it any better. And then, of course, George came back and, you know, did it again. He talked about so many things. You know what? One of the biggest things he talked about, we need to come together. We need to connect. We're all these individual little islands to ourselves. You know, we need to come together. There's a power in the collectiveness of coming together. The Holy Spirit wants us to unite. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we can still be individuals and do things, but collectively come together. You know, what is the bigger purpose that we're here for? We're here to help one another. We're here to be a blessing. We're here to unify for the purposes of the kingdom. That's the bigger picture.
That is so true. He sure enough.
Oh my gosh.
He laid that out even so much into show how in his work that he's done on relationships, he has a book where he teaches people the power of relationship. He said everything happens by relationship. Because if we're not if we don't know how to build a good relationship, you see, we'll end up like the young man in California. You see, we just go out there and do something crazy because we don't have relationships with people. So I really think I took that away as well from George and so many things there. Lethea and talking about that team and building that tribe, that team, and doing what you love. So it was just amazing. It was really amazing. But I tell you, I know if our guests, just want to remind everyone, if you are a guest on this show, if you're on today, just hit your number one key and I will open up your phone line so that as I'm working the switchboard here, I can do that. So just to let anyone know that. But definitely good morning. Good morning. Back to you, Coach Cassandra. So I see I have one line open. So area code 314.
Yeah, I did send you that phone number for the guests. But yeah, today we are so happy to have in the house prophetess Lutricia Rags Roberts, a phenomenal woman of God who is doing some great things in the kingdom to be a blessing. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it's about being a blessing. It's about doing what we're called to do from the foundations of the earth. And she is doing just that. She is taking America by storm. And she just recently had an awesome conference in downtown St. Louis, Missouri, where she invited prophetess Christina Glenn Weeks in to that conference, as well as some other speakers. And they were talking about the shift. And right before I bring her on, I absolutely had an opportunity to see a flyer that says, God is shifting things in your favor. God has unexpected blessings waiting for you. And I believe that. You know, you got to believe that for yourself. And so all about entrepreneurs, we want to welcome Prophetess Roberts. How are you today, woman of God?
Good morning, both of you. Good morning. I'm awesome. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you so much for stopping by and blessing our lives today. Yes, can you, and I want to tell everyone, she and her husband just opened a new church, and we are so excited about that. And so, woman of God, can you tell us how this started, how it is that you all decided to go forth? I know you have already told me, so to get started with this new church work. How did that happen for you, and how did you decide to go ahead and step out in obedience?
So first of all, let me say thank you for having me. It wasn't my choice. I had to be obedient to what he said. So when God puts a calling on your life, sometimes we run. Sometimes we try to hide as if we can hide from the Almighty, and we cannot. And so the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice, and we ran for 2 years from the pastorate. I thought I was okay just traveling and going around the country and preaching, but the Lord said, no, I put a calling to be a pastor on the both of you. And so it took much prayer and much fasting. I'll tell you, it took much current pastor. You never just walk out and do anything. You got to be covered. You got to do things decently and in order. And so when he released us, that was the key. Mm-hmm. Just because he called you to be a pastor, you have to also listen to the Lord when he releases you to go do. Sometimes we get a word, I guess, especially in a prophecy, and they could say you're supposed to be a pastor, and you think that means right now. Sometimes it does not mean right now. It means wait. Let me pour into you a little bit more, and then he'll give you the release. And so it was just a matter of being obedient at that time when he said step out and do it.
Wow. That is awesome. Well, tell us the name of the church and where you're located and what time your service is on and how to help you.
We're located off of 367. It's 1252 Lusher Road, right off of Parker. And the name of the church is Abundant Life Fellowship International. We call her Alfie for short. And services start at 3:30. We're excited about what God is doing. I just got back from a conference in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, with Dr. R.A. Vernon, and I'm wired right now. I'm excited about what he's doing. God is shifting us in this time frame. He's moving people. And so right now it's about connections. As your co-host said, it's about relationships. And so in this spiritual time, you have to be connected to the right people.
Absolutely. Now, you're going to absolutely holler when I tell you this. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, prophetess. Yes, and the woman of God, Coach LaLisa, who is also a prophetess, she has a best friend who is related to Bishop or Pastor Vernon's wife, who goes to church and who was on our program last night. So, Denise Jenkins, did you happen to meet Denise Jenkins?
Oh, my God, it was so many people there. I cannot tell you who I met. I met so many pastors. It was at the Gathering of the Sheep at his pastor's, conference, and I'm telling you, there were so many people there. So many, but I thank God for the word that was poured into me. And so I'm excited. Actually, I got to meet him personally. So, you know, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome man of God. Can you believe that, LaLisa? Wow. That's amazing.
It's a small world. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's great. Yes.
Yes. Well, listen, woman of God, what do you feel like God is saying to his people in this season? What is he putting on your heart?
This season, it's the word, some might say it's a little harsh, but God is taking us back to the basics.
Yes.
And when I mean back to the basics, he's taking us back to the foundations of prayer. He's taking us back to things that we've gotten away from. And that's the purity and the simplicity of living saved. And so we've made our walk, our Christian walk, hard. And so in this season, the Lord is dealing with me a tremendous amount of prayer. Because we cannot get anything from God if we don't pray. We cannot move to our next dimensions. You can touch your neighbor 13 times, but whenever you get through, you still have to drop on your knees and pray. This is where we get our instructions. This is where we get the intimacy with God to better that relationship with God. This is how we get, you know, revelation is in prayer. And so he's showing me that prayer is most vital. We knew it was important, but in this season it's all about prayer and making sure your heart right is with God. And so he's calling us back to prayer, and believe it or not, he's calling us to repentance. So those are the things that he's taking us back to. And this is what people watch this. In this season, if you don't forgive, you're not being moved.
All right.
So watch this. Your forgiveness is connected to your money. Your forgiveness is connected to your promotions. And so right now he's calling us back to these things. Some of us have been holding grudges for years. And this is why you have not life. This is why you have not progressed in your ministry or even in your business, because tied to these things. You're in prayer. Listen, covering somebody's face, either them, call.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, woman of God, we're having a little trouble, a technical difficulty hearing you. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you now. Can you hear us? Hello? Coach Cassandra?
Yeah, I'm here, but I don't hear her. I don't know if she might need to call back in. But
okay.
We'll just go ahead until she comes back. But, Prophetess Latricia Roberts is with us, audience, and she is a phenomenal woman of God with a great, awesome word of God in her mouth, and she just recently had a conference here in the St. Louis, Missouri area. And hello? Did she come back?
I'm back. I don't know what happened, but you know what? The devil just got angry, but that's okay.
That's all right.
My job is to make him angry.
That's all right. You keep preaching, woman of God. Go ahead with what you were saying. That's a good word. We need to forgive.
Amen. My
we
job is to make him angry and upset. My job is to make him angry. When I wake up in the morning, he should tremble. You ain't saying nothing. So now that we're talking about repentance and forgiveness and going back to prayer, of course he don't want the saints to hear that. Watch this. Whether you're in business or in ministry, you still have to have the blessings of God upon you. So you have to do these things. This is where in prayer, where he gives you your strategies, you know, which way to go. He gives you your plans and your directions. He gives you what he wants you to do. And so we have to go back to prayer, and we have to forgive, and we have to repent. And repenting is being back in right standing with the Lord. So as a fellow entrepreneur like you ladies, I understand, you know what I'm saying, you're working in ministry, you're trying to do business, you're trying to do all that, and you need everything that I just mentioned. The forgiveness, the prayer, the repentance, you know, you need it all working in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can't get enough of it. My gosh. Sometimes when we think we have forgiven, sometimes you'll find, you know, remnants remaining. And just like the man who was, you know, filled with unbelief, and he recognized it. He said, Lord, help my unbelief. Sometimes we have to say, God, help my unforgiveness. God, help me in those areas that I'm falling short in, because I never want to feel like I've arrived. I always want to have a repentant heart. I always want to say, Father, help me. Because sometimes, that's why the Bible says to acknowledge God in all your ways so that he can direct you. Sometimes he'll direct you just to who you need to talk to get that area straightened out, to get it right, make it right. Because, we all should want to make heaven our home. Amen. So what do you have coming up? What can we look forward to, woman of God?
Oh, my goodness. At this point, we're working towards or working on our ordination. So that's the big thing right now for us anyway as pastors. But as far as LRB Ministries, we have the leg of the tour that we do with the Bad Girls of Gospel that we've done for the last 2 years. We went to Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, and so right now we're going to do Dallas in August and then do the tour here in St. Louis in October. So we're excited about what God is doing. There's a shifting, and I'm glad I'm a part of the shift. And so when he really shifts you, shift means to change directions or to change gears.
Yeah.
Some of us have been stuck in neutral for too long, and it's time for us to move. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So he's shifting us, and he's shifting our gears. And I'm tired of being in park. You ain't saying nothing. I'm tired of being stuck in this place where you got to do something different. You ain't saying nothing.
Come on now.
That's the definition of insanity, is to keep doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result. And so we have to shift. God said, in this season, I'm moving you. And if you're trying to stay in that old place, see, that old place is no longer, I have access to. Sometimes he literally cuts us off from a place so that we can move. Other than that, we won't move.
Come on now.
And so he's pushing us in the spirit realm. He's pushing us in the spirit realm. So now, in order to be in this shift, you have to walk out and do something you've never done before to get a blessing you've never received before.
Now, you're preaching right now. You already preaching real good. But, woman of God, I got to stop you a minute because you said it so fast. I know some people missed it. You talked about the Bad Girls Conference. Now, you got to tell us what that means. Some folks have no clue what that means.
Well, the Bad Girls of Gospel, the Lord gave me to do this tour. 2 years ago. And so we, like I said, we went to Atlanta, we go to Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, and we're adding Kansas and California. And so the Bad Girls of Gospel is it started off, bless Jesus, as a women's conference tour. It's a two-day conference, and we go in the cities and we encourage the women and uplift them and empower them. And so BAD stands for bold, audacious, and daring.
Ooh,
we
have
some sisters out there,
please.
Bold, audacious, and daring. I have some sisters out there that know they the stuff in Jesus, see. I can't be the stuff apart from him, but know they're the stuff in Jesus. But sometimes they need somebody to come speak a word in their life, speak a word to their ministry, speak a word to their business, speak a word to their family. And so the Bible tells us to be not weary in well-doing. Sometimes you can be in this Christian walk or in Christendom, and you get weary because life happens. Life happens.
Yes.
Issues happen. Things come up. The money you had planned to do this, something happened and you had to use it for this. Or you tried to do this and take the business this way and it didn't quite go that way. Or the kids are coming up, whatever it is, life began to happen. And so sometimes somebody needs to pour back into us.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, and I know the churches are going to get mad, some of these churches are not pouring into their people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord said, hey, listen, I told you to get up and go. Go to these particular cities. Watch this, but I had to get it out of prayer. You ain't saying nothing. He had to birth this in me in prayer. And so we go in. We do some financial tips. We, you know, teach the women how to deal with their monies as far as, not just as far as tithing off, but even when it comes to your business. I read a book years ago, said that it was for Christian businesses, and it said, Jesus is my CEO. And I never forget the contents of that book as far as Jesus being our CEO. If we put him first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. So watch this. My ministry pays tithes. You ain't saying nothing. Your business should pay tithes.
Yes.
You know, we don't want to hear that part. Your business should pay tithes. Watch this. Tithes, when you give your tithes, that open God up to bless you. When you give your offering, that open man up to bless you.
Yeah.
So we have to be faithful in our tithes and give in a business. So Bad Girls of Gospel, again, started off as a women's conference. Woman of God, I tell you, we had so many men coming to the conference that we had to change the name. So we're dropping the Bad Girls of Gospel and just doing the Bad Conference, unless the Lord shifts me and tell me to name it something else, because the men were coming. Usually you say a women's conference, men don't want to show up at all. But on this two-day conference, Friday and Saturday, for the last 2 years, we've had the brothers come in. And God knows I don't want to give them a complex for them still coming to a women's conference. So we're just going to shift it and call it the Bad Conference, bold, audacious, and daring. In this season, you're going to have to be bold, make some bold moves. You're going to have to be audacious and daring, which means I'm going to step out of the box. I'm coming out of the norm. I'm going beyond my place of comfort so that I can get to what the Lord really has for me. And that's what we need to do in our personal lives, step out of our comfort zone. God blesses outside the comfort zone and outside the box. So, but you got to have that type of mindset. And so we don't even want to get into the mindset. That's a whole different, a whole nother show that we can talk about the mindset.
Well, you know what? That's part of the shift. I'm looking right now in the dictionary at the word shift, and it means to exchange one thing for another. And, you know, that's what happens when God transforms our mind. We give him our sorrows, our pains, and he gives us his goodness, his grace, his mercies. So there's a divine exchange that God wants to have come in our life. It says it also means to change position, to change direction, to change a place. My God, hallelujah, to shift gears. You know, it's just like having a GPS. The Holy Spirit acts as our GPS. When he says shift, you know, you might be going down 2934, Pear Street, and the Holy Spirit is saying reposition, realign, you know, reassign. Some of us don't want to go the new direction, you know, that God is, you know, trying to take us. But see, we are the clay. He is the potter. When he wants to put us back on that wheel again to update, to download, we've got to be willing to be willing. be part of that ship. We've got to cooperate for him to do what he's trying to do in our hearts. So you're right on, woman of God. And that's what Prophetess Weeks spoke of. She spoke about, she said, I feel a shift. Praise God. You got to know when God is shifting you. Amen.
You got to know when God is shifting you, but you got to be willing to shift. See, in this season, we're trying to get in places standing up when God said, in this season, you got to be on your knees. I just shifted.
Yeah.
I just shifted.
Come on.
I just changed my positions. I just changed my directions. And watch this. It's the shift also means if I'm turning directions, I'm walking away from some things. I'm turning my whole body, and I'm shifting. And so watch this. My mind has to shift, like you just said. Your mind. This is the thing he told us to renew daily. And we got to renew it in the word and in prayer. So if I'm changing positions, that means I'm no longer facing left. I just turn right. For everybody or everything that was in the right position, I just walked away from. So in this season, what am I saying? I'm saying there's some people you got to let go. You ain't saying nothing. Some places you got to stop going.
No.
You ain't saying nothing. Watch this. My old pastor said it like this. You got to change your play mate, your play toys, and your play things.
Say that one more time.
You got to change your playmate.
All right.
Meaning some people you got to let go. I heard a prophet say this. People are like milk. They got expiration dates. You ain't saying nothing.
Ah.
Everybody is not meant to be in our life. Everybody can't go when God starts shifting us.
My goodness.
So
let
go your playmate. I got to change my playmate. I got to change my play toys. Some things that I was doing in this season, watch this, not necessarily a sin, and maybe watch this, or maybe it was a sin. I got to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some things we just got to stop doing. You know, some of these things not trying to walk as close to the fence as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
No. God is calling for intimacy. He's calling for relationships, as the prophetess, as she calls, was saying. She's calling for intimacy. I got to change some of the things that I was doing in order to get something new from God. I got to do something different.
Yeah. Amen. That's a good word.
And so he has to shift us, change our playmates, our play toys, and our play things. That where I was, I can't, some of the places I can't go. Some places we shouldn't want to go. I can see no saints on the boat. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I shouldn't see you on the boat. I shouldn't even see you in that type of environment. But we've gotten so loose and taken on the world's mindset. God said, now I got to come in and clean my house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing that. He's cleaning his house. And so he told me some, we just came out of the 21 days of fasting and prayer. And he said on that call that, listen, he said, I'm getting ready to come and bring the glory back to my house.
Amen.
And so that causes a shift. That causes a shift. We have to change directions. We have to change gears. Maybe you've been in low gear for the last few months. God said, I got to shift you a second. You ain't saying that. I got to shift you to a different pace, a different style. He's changing something about you, whether you like it or not. Watch this. And you're going to allow it if you want the shift to happen.
Yeah.
God's not going to change you for the worse. He's going to change you for the better.
Come on now.
So that is part of the shift. That is part of me changing direction. I can't walk into places when I should be praying my way in. You see what I'm saying? Because prayer is going to open that door. And so if I mix prayer with repentance and forgiveness and all these other things and my relationship is right with God, there's nothing that I cannot do. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Yeah.
Do you want to start a business? Have you started a business? Have you started a ministry or a church? I dare you to start praying. I dare you to get in position, because that's what he's saying. I dare you to shift your gears. I was sitting at home yesterday. It's funny. I was sitting at home yesterday, and I tell you, I came back from the conference with R.A. Vernon. I just got back Friday. I just got back Friday night, and I was sitting in the chair last night, and I sort of dozed off, and I woke up. And I said, oh, I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing, how he's changed. I'm telling this to myself. I'm saying this in my mind. And the Lord simply said, now, if you talk about change, but if you don't get up and change, you haven't done anything.
Ooh-wee. Say that again, woman of God.
He said, if you talk about change, saying you change, and how this conference has changed me, oh, God is doing something, I'm really moving, but then you sit there and do the same old thing, you haven't really changed. Change is not change until you change. So when the Lord said that to me, I sat in that chair, I politely grabbed the remote control and turned the TV off. Because instead of me sitting here watching hours of TV, I could be reading something. I could be working on some strategies and some plans.
Come on now. Come on. But you know that TV is really a way to zoom out, you know, to numb us. God told me to turn the TV off. Now, if I'm at, happen to be at someone's house or you know, and they have the TV on, you know, I may watch it. But my focus is to be about the kingdom, to be about the business of God. And to do that, to really be active and present in life, I need to hear from God. I need to turn that TV off. I need to hear him download into me the next thing and the next thing. But the TV can act as a way to let you zoom life out because you don't want to deal. You know, God has called us to do something, to do more than we're doing. And we get comfortable. We want to be like everybody else watching TV. But you know what? Everything that's going on in the world, do you know somebody will come by and say, you know, they said in the news, blah, 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 or this is going on, blah, blah, blah. So whether I want to find out or not, I find out, so I don't have to watch TV. I'm still going to know what's going on in the world, and not just because somebody told me, but sometimes the Holy Spirit might tell me something, you know. So you're right, God. The speaker last night said the same thing. Turn that TV off. You know,
it's a distraction. Watch this. Yes. It's a time stealer. It's a time stealer, and what is time? Time is life. So while I'm sitting there watching TV, I'm wasting my life. I'm wasting time. And watch this, this time we cannot get back.
Yeah.
So I had to turn the TV off and get up and shift and do something different. Because I'm expecting God to do something different, I have to do something different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So not only that, what I found out, I have a family member that, you know how they have to make those TVs that used to be real popular, and you could watch, you know, three or four channels at the same time going on. And I have a family member that has a room with about four TVs, and they keep them going on constantly. And really, I found out because they're not involved in the world. They don't want to hear from God. They really don't want to hear from any. They have zoned out. And the TV is their way of disconnecting from you know, really hearing from God, because they don't want to hear what he has to say. They would rather do their own thing, you know, than do what God is calling them to do. So they zone out with the TV. And I know Christians, they do that. You know, watch this.
We have to be careful what we watch on TV. We have to be careful what we watch, because the subliminal messages that come off the TV, watch this, and the spirits that come out of the TV.
Oh, we. Let's see.
The spirits that come out of the television, we have to be careful of. If you're sitting there watching something about vampires and all this stuff, what you just literally did was open up your atmosphere to that type of spirit. So you have to be careful what you watch on television. I try not to go to bed. If my TV's on, I try not to go to bed and leave my TV on a crazy channel. It has to be something wholesome, because I don't need anything coming out the TV. And most people, no, nothing come out the TV. Baby, we activate spirits in our lives by the people that we meet.
Yeah.
Watch this, that we touch, transference of spirits, that we're listening to. We open ourselves up because, watch this, we're not praying, we're not fasting, we're not laying before the Lord, we're watching TV, and there's so much drama on television. That stuff will get in your spirit, and you have to be careful.
You have
to be careful, and you don't want to release or activate anything. You got enough to deal with, you don't need to activate anything else. So I had to get up, turn the TV off, shift, and do something different.
That is so true.
Instead of 2 hours, I can go study.
Yes, come on. That's good teaching. You know, and George Frazier was talking about that mindset. As a matter of fact, that's one of his major teachings and trainings right now, is to get that new mindset and get out of the old habits of doing. And I know certainly the enemy works through our habits, negative, bad habits that we don't want to let go of or can't seem to move away from or change. So we need to hear over and over about what God wants us to do. And I mean, he even went as far, our guest last night even went as far as to say, we need to stop trying to see what we want in life and to say, God, what do you want from my life? I thought that was so profound.
That's too much not like right, as my mother would say.
Yeah, we so busy trying to see what we want out of life. They ain't even thought about what God wanted from our life, though we read and studied, many people, the purpose-driven life and ain't living a nickel worth of purpose on nothing. But we've read the book, we've done the study, we've gone to the workshop, and we're all about the purpose, but yet we're still doing the same thing that led us to not knowing what our purpose was. How you gonna find a purpose if we're still doing the same thing that won't show us our purpose? God is the only one that can really show us that, what our purpose in Him, rather, because there's many purposes. There are so many. But what is our purpose in God? What does God want us to do? Because sometimes, you know, people get to that point where they want to know, after they get, you know, drained from the world, say, okay, God, now what? Which is a good place to be, because He'll show you. He's like, I'm waiting here the whole time. I've been waiting here the whole time. You know, I had to learn something about that running. We ain't running, because you can't run from God. He knows everywhere we are. I'm running. People, I was running from the Lord. No, you weren't. You were running, but you weren't running from the Lord, because the Lord, because God could have got us, right? Anytime He want us.
Anytime.
Anytime He want us. Come on now. You too. I seen a little two-year-old baby praise dance like he was like 25. A little two-year-old. Like, how you get them moves like that? I mean, this little kid, I'll never forget that. This little two-year-old baby praise dance to Praise Is What I Do. And they actually, he praise danced with about a couple songs. Just a real quick story. And the little boy was so into it, so caught up, that when they had him stop, he didn't want to stop. The mother probably almost had to whip the little kid, you know, just to calm him down. That little kid was gone. And I tell you, talk about God using us. You see, and then you could take, and I've seen people in their 80s and 90s, you know, doing great. But I thought that was cute. But yes, woman of God, I'm so honored to meet you and to hear from you. I know our audience is listening, and I know they're being blessed by your boldness, that bold audaciousness, and being daring, you know, being daring for the kingdom. Kingdom suffers violence. The violent take it by force. And I believe God is raising up a forceful, He's always doing that, so nothing new. But God's not out of character. We get out of character, but God doesn't. And here He is, yet again, raising up powerful men and women that are going around like yourself. And we're just glad you could be here on our broadcast with us to share with us all about entrepreneurs. And we're just a group of individuals who want to be, well, we really want to be bad before the good reason. We want to be bad. We want to be bad girls and bad boys. You know, oh, I love that. We want to be bad. And I was bad. I used to get bad. They would say, you're bad. Sit over there in the corner. Go to the principal's office. Get whipped. Get beat. And I'm like, nonprofit is in, I'd be like, I'm bad, but it's all good.
Watch it now when they call you bad, you'd be like, yes, I am. I am very much bad. You said something. You said something that was very important. We did it, and like a whole lot of people, we did the Purpose Driven Life book. We did the workshop. We had the whole church did. Oh, my God. And we still find people in the wrong vein and in the wrong position in church.
All
we got
right.
Folks that's pastoring that should be maybe a deacon or evangelist, and we got folks in the wrong positions. But the mindset, the obedience factor, folks that really didn't really get into the purpose-driven part of it to find out what their purpose, because they wanted to do something they wasn't even called to do.
Come on now.
God tells you your purpose. Some of us are not listening, or He told us, and we don't know His voice like we're supposed to know, or He told us, and that's not what we wanted to do. Going back to something she said earlier, what we want to do and what God want to do sometimes is two different things.
Yeah.
Just like
people
in church and people that are kingdom-minded, kingdom and church is two different things. Folks, kill me. Oh, I'm kingdom. No, you're not. kingdom says I'll share information with my sister and my brother to help them do better in business. I won't keep it all to myself, just something small like that. That's kingdom. Church folks won't tell you anything sometimes. They won't help you. They won't reach out. And that's not every church, so don't get me wrong. But we need to understand there's a difference in kingdom versus church. Some of us got the church thing down. We got it down pat. Now we need to learn kingdom. Kingdom comes out of the four walls and go out there in the community and show witness and testify. Kingdom goes out and pass out tracts or talk to people and say, you know, God still saves and point them back to the church. There's a big difference in kingdom. Kingdom has the mindset, look, we're going to take over this business for Jesus. But the violence taketh by force. Kingdom is bold. Now, kingdom is really bad.
All right.
Kingdom is the definition of bad. I'm bold, audacious, and daring, but I'm doing this for Jesus. I'm being led by Jesus, and I'm going to step out and do what he told me to do.
Ooh-wee.
So we're shifting. We're shifting in this season. We're turning around. God is awesome. We don't have time to keep playing church. We don't have time to keep playing and living close to the fence, or some of us who call themselves Christians are not really saved. We need to clean up our houses, clean up our minds, clean up our acts, and do what God told us to do. The reason your business is not being blessed, because you're cheating on your wife. Come on. We act like it's not happening in the church.
We're
in Christendom.
Come on now.
The reason you're not doing right, because you haven't forgiven your mother and your brother, your sister, whoever it is. Forgiveness is tied to your prosperity.
Yeah.
And we act
yeah.
like we don't know. This is being preached around the country, some shape, form, or fashion, and we overlook it because that's not how the world does it. The world is supposed to mimic the church, not the church mimic the world. And so he's shifting us back into position. He's shifting our mind. He's changing our gears. He's changing the way our stance in prayer. He's changing us. He's calling us back to the intimacy. To being with God. When I first started dating my husband, and I wanted to hear his voice all the time on the phone. I did. I wanted to talk to him. Now let's apply that principle to God. How much more should God want to hear my voice in prayer? If there's a relationship there. Sometimes God don't know our voice. Although he knows, you know what I'm saying, because we don't pray as much as we should. You don't have to pray. The devil is alive. We have to pray. We have to pray. We have to get down on our knees and shut the door, as the Bible says, of our prayer closet, and shut the door and talk to him. You sick, you've been feeling sick in your body, I dare you to go in your prayer closet. I dare you. I dare you. You need something from God, I dare you to go in your prayer closet and shut the door. I dare you.
Amen.
I dare you to release a praise in your house. It'll change the atmosphere in your house. I dare you to release a praise in your house. Not a pity pat. Not let's clap for a few seconds. No, but I dare you to go crazy in your house and praise. And watch the atmosphere change.
Lose your mind. Lose your mind anywhere, right?
Lose your mind for real, for real.
Woo.
Watch this. When praise comes, the atmosphere has to change. When prayer comes, your atmosphere has... What's in your atmosphere that should not be there? Is whining and complaining in there? Is not paying your tithes in there? Is not trusting God is in there? What's in your atmosphere? Y'all going to make me preach it in there. Bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. I'm not going to... Y'all going to make me go there. Because we acting like some of this stuff we didn't release in our atmosphere. Some of this stuff is because of the choices that we made. Y'all ain't saying that. Everything is not the devil. Some of the stuff is what you did. We don't want to hear about that. But it's in your atmosphere. So what we need to do, repent first of all, that clears the atmosphere, and then praise, and then pray. You see what I'm saying? Pray and then praise. Watch as they go hand in hand. Because you can't get in the prayer if you don't open your mouth and praise. He said, come before my gates with thanksgiving and praise. In other words, praise me. We don't want to pray. We do it for a few seconds. No. Baby, go in your house and lose your mind. The enemy, your praise confuses the enemy. When you open your mouth and you know hell is going on in your life, and you open your mouth and bless God, that confuses the enemy. He going, how is she going to praise God? And I just did this to her and that to her. And then when you do that and the enemy gets confused, God step in. Jesus.
My God.
And when he step in, everything shifts. Hallelujah. When he step in, everything changes.
Glory to God. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You want your business shifted? So business, this is about entrepreneurs. You want your business shifted? I dare you to praise. I dare you to praise. I dare you. I double dare you. Jesus. And if you have not been paying tithes on your business, I dare you to pay your tithes. I told somebody some years ago, I said, because they were struggling with tithes. I said, listen, if you pay your tithes and God don't bless you, I'll give you what you gave back. That person ain't called me since. Not about the tithe that they gave. Your
all right,
tithe is a seed, honey. It activates God.
I love it.
So we have some things to do.
Yeah, I love the saying, it's not a debt I owe, but a seed I sow.
Come on now. Come on. I'm sowing seed, watch this, not just of my money, but of my time. You ain't saying that. We need to pay a tithe of our time.
Well,
we got to give the Lord the time. This old saint used to say, put your time in. Payday is coming after a while.
All right.
They don't sing that song anymore. They don't sing that no more because they're not putting their time in.
No.
They're not getting in his presence. They're not laying before God. My anointing, and both of you can attest to this, your anointing cost you something.
My God. Yes, Lord.
My anointing cost me turning off the TV, laying on my face, and crying and calling out to God.
My Lord.
Not these folks that's jumping up, they get a call in the day, they pastoring and prophets tomorrow. No, ma'am, no, sir. No, ma'am, no, sir. We got to get it right. We have to get it right. We got to get it right. And God is calling for it now. Because in this season, it's very vital who you connected to spiritually, how your prayer life is.
Well, look at Jesus.
It's
His
very
calling
vital.
Calling cost him everything. He gave up heaven. That was heaven, glory, to come down here for his calling, Jesus.
But he stepped out for us. And how
dare
we not do the same for him?
For somebody else. And, you know, as you say that, I think we ought to be doing that for one another. He said, do this for one another. You know, I mean, really, come on. We got to show Jesus that we at least read the word and understand it and at least know what it means. At least we trying to do it, you know. It's like with our students in the classroom. We're looking at all the outcomes. They're doing all the outcome studies. Everything is about the outcome. Because even in the colleges and the schools, they know that just a bunch of you learned it, but you can't do nothing with it, ain't worth hardly nothing. Even they know that now or are willing to admit it now. So they say, how much more so in the church? So, yes, you've heard the word. Yes, you've come to church. You've sang the songs. You've studied the scriptures. You've even prayed. You've done these things. But now what are you doing with it? Where's the fruit? Where's the result? Where's the outcome?
There is none.
There's a bunch of input. We have mastered the input. We've mastered how to bring it in to us. But how to release it, that part we haven't quite gotten yet, if you ask me, in Christendom. We're getting a low grade on the releasing part. You know, we got people in churches that have been there for years and ain't nobody asked them what's wrong with them. And if you were to ask them what's wrong with them, the answers would be startling. You know, we got so much power.
It would amaze us.
We got so much power. We got so much word. But we got people sitting on our pews that are coming to service every Sunday or whatever other day we have service on that are broken, homeless, or near homeless, hungry, near starvation. Sitting right amongst us, and I know there will be those amongst us, and there will be the poor will always be with us, but daggone, you mean we can't even start at an employment ministry? You mean to tell
watch
me?
This.
I'm tired.
Watch this. You just quoted the scripture says, the poor you will have with you always. That's what the word says. He didn't say you had to be one of the poor.
Exactly, and I say let's help those that are.
It's a choice.
And when
it's a choice. Right. It's a choice. You said they have power. Watch this. I beg to differ. The church of old had power. They prayed. This church does not have power. Not like that. You find some sporadically. Some of the churches are trying to get back to the power.
There you go. Try to get back to it. And what does that mean? Because here Jesus is, he said, I've given you power, according to Mark 16:18. I've given you power. How much more power do you
want? But if you don't know what's in there, if you don't know what's in there, how do you know? We're assuming that folks are reading their Bible. We're assuming that because we see the church is packed, the most Bible they read is on Sunday when the pastor says, turn here. When they get home, they're in front of the television. When they get home, they're doing everything but they're on the Internet. Watch this, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being on Facebook and Twitter, but if you're on there all day, you're not studying.
Well, listen,
if you're on there all day, you ain't reading. You ain't praying.
Well, listen, prophet, here's how I am. Whoever pastor you are, standing anywhere, if you ain't reading me Mark 11:24, if I believe that I receive it, then I got it, and you ain't reading me Mark 16:18, that he's given me power to tread on all these serpents around, sitting up around me. If you ain't reading me that, what are you reading me?
I'm reading you the headlines. I'm giving you something that'll tickle your ears, but that won't save your soul. You ain't saying nothing. I'm giving you something that'll make you buck and shout, but won't help you live the next day. You ain't saying nothing. That's what they're giving. This word is so watered down that some folks are receiving that they can't live saved under it. The Bible says, and when ye pray, the very next word is believe. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And when ye pray, believe. They're not believing.
Okay, I got you.
So there's a whole lot of things that's going on in the mix. But the main part is, are they really getting the word? Are they really getting taught the way they should be getting taught? But watch this. The Bible says that the pastor's going to be held accountable for that. So it behooves us, watch this, and myself, because I'm a new pastor, it behooves us that we're teaching the word correctly. We're rightly dividing it.
Yes.
So they cannot say, my pastor didn't teach me that. Oh, I didn't know, because either way, though, you're still not going to get away. If your pastor didn't teach it, God is going to deal with that man or woman of God. But he told us to study to show thyself approved. So you still don't get away. In other words, you have to be a participant in your own salvation. Some blessings are conditional. God said, if you do, then I'll do. That's why some folks ain't getting blessed. God said, if you do this, then I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you seek ye first the kingdom, then I'll open up the windows of heaven. We ain't seeking because they ain't getting blessed. Come on, somebody.
But yes, though,
the equation is clear. We're not doing our part.
But I've also seen where there's a lot of people who are willing to teach, who are not just willing to teach, but that are teaching a powerful word. But the thing is, now because of basically probably television, for one, we have to only hear from, preachers that are, Hollywood preachers, I guess you could call it, I can't think of a better phrase for it, movie star preachers, famous, whatever, I don't know how you can say it. Certain things, people, you know, it just glosses over them. It's like, well, if so-and-so didn't say it, you know, it was, you know, it's like with children sometimes. Parents tell them over and over and over to do this, do this, do that. And then when they hear a rap star or athlete or somebody that has this real prominent status, now all of a sudden they might do it. But when mommy and daddy and auntie and cousins were telling them to do it, it just didn't get done.
Watch this. Then I need you to check your power of influence. Because that's why people move sometimes, is because of the influence that you carry or whoever they're hearing carries with them.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it. At the end of the day, it's about your choice and your obedience. I don't care what the pastor get up there and preach. If you don't obey what is being taught and it's in the Bible, it's still on you. We can't keep giving people excuses. Some of us just need to come up. Some of us need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are still trying to hold on to our old lifestyles and try to walk with Jesus too. No, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. You need to give up your old ways and just serve the Lord. But that's not what we want to hear. That's not the popular message. You know what I'm saying? That's not the popular message. They want to hear, oh, touch your neighbor, turn around, God is going to bless you with a house. He can bless you with a house. You might need to touch your neighbor and activate some more power. But watch this. At the end of the day, when you get through, are you being obedient? After you got that prophecy, what did you do with it? Or did you just hear it and think it's supposed to come to pass anyway? Or did you say, Lord, I'm praying toward the prophecy that I got. I'm going to pray for that prophecy to come to pass. Well, see, we need things now to manifest. We need it to become tangible.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you promised you that man stood up and said that you was going to bless me in 24 hours. Okay, in 24 hours, what am I supposed to do, just sit there and wait? No, I'm supposed to pray and thank God for the blessing.
Contend for the prophecy. Yes, Lord.
You see what I'm saying? Not just get the prophecy and, well, I'm going to see if it comes to pass. No, so you messing up already.
Well,
maybe the Lord didn't have somebody prophesy to you. Maybe he told you himself he was going to do this, this, and this, and this, and you don't see it coming to pass. Check yourself
before you wreck yourself.
Did I pray about it? Did I pray about it, Jesus? Did I fast? Watch it. Did I lay before God and thank you?
I heard that.
You heard that, Coach? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. But you're, I mean, this is so good, and we're going to definitely, I know we're going to be getting off the air soon, Prophetess, but you have been a blessing to us, and Coach Cassandra, I know we have to wrap it up, but Prophetess, we're going to have to get you back. I hope you're available some other, we got to hear some more from you, woman of God, because, woo, you are talking right. I tell you, I was born in the 50s, the early 50s, and, you know, we grew up in a holiness church in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I just know to call it that. That's what they called it, where we were under a pastor, Eula Reese. We had a woman pastor, and that woman would preach. I'm telling you, we were in the Church of the Living God, CWSF. I'm from Cincinnati. And that was my church home, and my dad was one of the elders in our churches. We had the elders, and then you had to go and get ordained to be a reverend and what have you. My mother would take her seven children to church. I was one of those seven. And my mom, she loved the Lord. She loved going to church. And, you know, but things happened along the way. When my mother and father divorced, that's one thing that happened. And the church was like my father's church, so to speak, because that body of that group of churches that they were with, his like a father to him was the Bishop W.E. Croons in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, you know, we stopped going to church. My mom, once they divorced, and, you know, I don't know why I never got a chance to ask her why. If I was a kid at the time, I was only 10 or 11. And so you talk about a shift. That was some shift there. And, you know, but a lot of bad things happened in my life after that, you know. But I thank God for my journey. You know, sometimes I don't know whether to thank God more for the fact that I wasn't just in the church just sitting all those years, because I've seen so many people that did that, and they just seem to just, I don't know. But then sometimes I thank God for the life that I led, because then when I came back to the church and I came, I just had a whole different perspective and viewpoint, you know. So I just thank God for, you know, this journey. I thank God for meeting people like you. And, again, thank you, you know, Coach Cassandra. I don't know how she meets all these people, but God has – I have to laugh sometimes. God has definitely used this woman. It seems like she knows everybody. And
well, you know what, woman of God? God is relational. God is relational, and I believe he calls us to be in relation with people, to love people. That's God's heart, that we love one another. And I know the church is like the world sometimes. They're just so full of cliques and ticks, and you think, God, you know, if we would just open up and love his people like he loves us, you know, the church would be so different. But folks caught up in their own, you know, I don't know even what to call it. But we want Prophetess to pray for the show before she gets off, and say a word of prayer for us for, you know, a few moments, woman of God, and then we're going to release you, and thank God so much for you coming on.
Yes.
Prophetess?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we reverence your authority and your power. We bless your name on this morning because you're wonderful and you're awesome. Right now, Father, every person that's under the sound of my voice, I ask that you come in now, that you move upon them, that you strengthen their hearts, strengthen their minds in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, we serve you notice on today. We serve you notice on today that no longer shall you have control of us. No longer shall you run us. No longer we cast you out on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak grace out of our stomach. We speak joy. We speak peace. We speak a word of healing and deliverance now throughout this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you touch the host of these of this show. Lord, that you move in a special way and in a mighty way for them. Lord, open up doors. Open up doors now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up a financial door. Hallelujah. Give them favor, oh God. I speak a word of favor over their lives now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you now for everything, every need being met. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you now for your healing virtue going throughout the hospitals and the homes right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the children, oh God, that you protect them now. In Abashana, that you bring America back to the foot of the cross. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on this. You've been good to us, Jesus, and we bless you. Jesus, we love you on this morning. We thank you on this morning. We thank you on this morning. God, we need you like never before. Got our hearts and our minds in the name of Jesus. Glory, we bless you, Lord. We thank you now, God, for purpose of destiny lining up. We thank you now, God, for having us this morning. We thank you now, God, for being our paraclete, our advocate now. Lord, we plead the blood over every person now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and we magnify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. And prophets, tell people one more time how to get a hold of you and if they want to attend your church on Sundays.
Amen. They can hit me up on Facebook. Amen. Sundays at 3:30. You can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. It's Prophetess Latricia Roberts. Actually, my Facebook page is Latricia Braggs under my maiden name. But my official Facebook page is the official Prophetess Latricia Braggs Roberts. But anyway, or they can simply call me at 888-450-8572. Again, that's 888-450-8572. I travel the country, so call me. Amen. I bless the Lord for you ladies this morning and allowing me to come and be on your show. Amen. They can go to my website, lrbministries.com. Amen. So I'm just excited about what the Lord is going to do for both of you. Amen. For both of you. Amen.
Praise
for the
God.
Whole God is going to shift something in your life. Amen. I speak it and decree it now. Hi,
Yanamasha.
I got to say what Jesus said. I got to say what Jesus said. He said, in 3 days, Yanamasha. Now, Pastor Cassandra, but the other prophetess, woman of God, in 3 days, God is getting ready to do something for you. So I bless God for you on this morning, for both of you. Amen. The shift has started in your life. Amen. So we're excited. And call me anytime, woman of God. You know you can reach me. And if you need me, just hit me up on Facebook. God bless you, ladies.
Yes, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Say husband hello. Be blessed.
Thank you for that powerful thank you for that prophecy. Thank you, and God, may he just continue to bless and use you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. God.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Wow, did you hear that? 3 days. 3 days God has something for you.
Today is Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. All right now. On my calendar.
You're looking for that blessing, right? Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
So many things she said was such powerful confirmation. And so I just thank God for the confirmation. It was awesome today. Awesome. Jesus.
Oh, my God. He loves us so much.
Yes, yes.
You know what?
Yes,
I hear that song. Jesus, he keeps on doing great things for me. Remember that song? He keeps doing great things. And I told you I've been reading that scripture in Habakkuk. Watch God and be utterly amazed. He wants to blow our minds. He wants to love us. He wants to help us. But we got to tap in to what we believe in God for. Like she said, we got to get on our knees. We've got to read our word. We've got to do the work. And you might say, well, I've been praying. I've been on my knees. I've been fasting. Well, baby, breakthrough is right around the corner. You got to know your position is a position of breakthrough. And you got to tell the devil, you got to get off. You are not taking any hitchhikers on this journey. Amen? Put the devil under your feet. Put him to flight. You speak the word, praise God. Sometimes God is allowing things to happen so you can build your spiritual muscles. Amen? Hallelujah. He's trying to give you strength. The Bible says to endure hardness as a good soldier. So you tell that devil, get back, get off, and where to go? H-E double hockey sticks, if you know what I mean. You got to send that devil back to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. But it's all good, and it's all God, and he loves us so much. Woo! That's what the blessing is, woman of God. He loves you. He loves you, prophetess Lalita. And he's got good things in store for you, because you are the apple of his eye. He loves you so much, and that's why he keeps showing up and showing out. I don't care what the devil is doing. God is doing greater. Amen? We just have to hold on to the promises. Hallelujah. We got to believe God more than what we see the devil doing. We got to know, hallelujah, we got to contend for the faith. We got to put our dukes up and say, okay, all right, and you're going to make me hit you. You're going to make me give you a black eye, devil, but you chose the wrong one to mess with. And sometimes we just got to mean that thing, just like we did when we were coming up and somebody, you know, tried to hit us and mess with us. We told them, you better leave me alone. I'm going to call my big brother. I'm going to call my big sister. You don't know who you're messing with. We need to tell that devil the same thing. Get off, get back, and get going, because I know who I am. I belong to Jesus. And when you know who you belong to, baby, all right now, God is getting ready to show up and show out. We got to believe that thing. Watch God. Watch God all about entrepreneurs. Watch God and be utterly amazed. He wants to blow your mind, but do you believe it? Do you believe it? Or are you just sitting idly back, being like Doubting Thomas? And if you are full of doubt, you got to say, God, help my unbelief. I don't want